Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
A housing charity may have to walk away from delivery of 65 social homes in West Dublin unless a protest, which has halted the construction work for nearly 3 weeks now, is lifted. Clwyd, who is the housing charity, said there are no winners in this ongoing impasse, where a group of 50 people calling themselves House the Irish First have mounted a 24-hour picket at the entrance to the site, stopping all work on Ladieswell Road and Mulhuddart. Now, the point they're making, I suppose, is, look, yous are calling for social housing, yous are asking for social housing, here we are building it, and now you're stopping it. And they may have to walk away from it, and these houses will end up unfinished and unbuilt, because, basically, Housing Irish First are basically saying we want at least 50% of the houses allocated to local Irish girls or local girls first. Local Irish girls, I assume, they say local girls first. Now, concerns have been raised by activists and other residents about the anti-immigrant tone of the protest. And the group's Facebook page and the influence of far-right activists who support the action. And the protesters insist they are not racist, but just angry at the impact the housing crisis is having on the local community. And they want half of the homes allocated to local households on the Fingal County Council housing list, with the remainder open to the wider council list. Now, see, I don't know what exactly they want. It's hard to tell. And we have tried to reach out to get them on, but they don't really seem to want to respond to us. There's 6,959 on the local list who indicate they would like to live there. Now, but they're from all walks of life, by the way. They're people who may have come from different countries around the world who happen to live out there. So, some people have said that they believe the protest is wrong, that there is a racist tone to it. They say that housing needs and should be decided on basis, or not be decided on basis of nationality. However, some people believe that Irish people, or are born in this country, or indigenous to our population, should have the first dibs on these houses. Now, the council, by the way, are quite clear about what they say, that, you know, these houses are done on a priority scale, and that's the way houses are given out, on a priority scale. And that Clwyd would say the same thing. And they're seeking a court injunction, by the way, against the protest. That's now being explored at the moment. The site will comprise of 2, 3 and 4 bed houses, as well as 2 and 3 bedroom apartments, 22 of which are described as age-friendly, obviously for older people. On completion, they will be allocated to households on the housing list on a priority basis. So that's not good enough for this organisation, House the Irish First. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. You can WhatsApp or text us. I want to know if you think, do you agree or disagree with this protest? Let me know what you think. Do you agree or disagree with the protest? Let me know what you think. And the number is 087-188-0008. Morris, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Morris?
Good evening, Matt. How are you doing?
Morris, do you agree with the protest?
No, I don't think so. I think they're shooting themselves in the foot. You know, there's a charity that's come on the scene and has the funding and the building and the knowledge to get houses built, taking over the responsibility of the local council and the government. And then you have somebody goes, oh, let's go up and stop it and protest until we get what we want. You know, if they're that committed to getting housing for Irish people, do what the charity did. Start up a charity, get your funding, buy your land and build your houses. Don't be sitting on your arse outside the gate stopping from people from going to work. They're fucking cheating, excuse me language. I'm really annoyed with this because I live in the Blanchardstown area.
You know? So are you familiar with the site?
Yeah, I know where it is, yeah, and it's not bad. Like, you know, that
Ladieswell, yeah.
Yeah, Ladieswell, up off the Mulhuddart Road. So it's up near the graveyard, you know, up that area.
Have you passed the entrance where the protest is? They have tents, I believe, at the entrance.
I didn't even know they were, you know, in the area.
It's a 24-hour protest. They have tents erected and everything at the entrance.
And why do you think they won't come on your show? Because they can't defend what they're doing.
Well, we have reached out. We joined their Facebook group and we've asked them to come on the show, but we still have had no response from any of them. So, by the way, if anyone are listening, you have a right to reply and you have a right to come on the show. We have tried to contact you, but unfortunately, without much luck.
I'd arrest them for obstructing people from going about their lawful business and lawful duty to go to work for 8 hours.
I don't know whether they're blocking. It's hard to tell whether they're blocking the entrance or whether the workers have just said, well, we're not passing the picket, so to speak.
And are they just local people in the area?
They're local people, yeah. They're local. They said they want local girls to get the houses first.
Under what priority, though? Just because
Irish priority.
Oh, so there's a race card being played.
Well, they're saying it's not racist. They're saying it's not racist. It's house the Irish
first.
Why
are they mentioning the word Irish girls then? Why can't they say all girls, all lovely girls from Ireland, their first choice? Well, regardless of the colour of their skin.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? But listen, if the charity pulls out or the builder says, listen, I'm losing money here, I need fellas
That's what's going to happen, I think, because...
And that's typical Irish shooting themselves in the bleeding foot. If I can't fucking have it, nobody else will fucking have it.
Well, the charity have said they may have to walk away. Now, that means the council would have to pick up the tab and continue the building, but that could take a long time. The charity said they may have to walk away from delivery of the homes because if this... The charity could be just saying that, obviously, to encourage them to move on. I don't know. But it's nearly 4 weeks now.
Well, you know yourself, Niall, as well as everybody else. The longer a project is delayed, the more expensive
The more money it costs. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, because these people are on contract basis who are building houses.
I'm just wondering, did any of these people go out and vote during the election? Or did they go down and pick a Leo Varadkar's constituency office in the area or the other fella? The Fianna Fáil going, or any of them. Did you go to any politicians in the area and pick at them and say, listen, what's going on? We want to sit down, we want to have a discussion. What's going on with these houses? But to just roll up and stop the project.
I do understand, Morris, that's a huge problem in Ireland in relation to housing, and a lot of that is because of immigration into the country. Because if we didn't have immigration, you wouldn't have a housing crisis, right? But in saying that, many of the people who've come to this country have a lot to add to this country. There's nothing wrong with diversity. But in saying that, there are many people who've come to Ireland. We don't deport people. And people are saying, well, that's unfair too. And I get that. There's a whole debate around that.
Yeah, but one of the things
go ahead.
Sorry about this woman. Do you remember the woman who exposed the child abuse in Golden Bridge, Christina Buckley?
Mm-hmm.
She's dead a few years, right? So they have an award every year, the best volunteer or the most acknowledged volunteer, and they get the Christine Buckley Award. Do you know who got it this year? A woman living in Direct Provision Hostel down in Ballyharness. Mm-hmm. Her first name is Ola, and she has 4 children, and she's in Direct Provision for 5 years.
I didn't even know that. I don't know why she.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, I'd look at.
Okay, so in other words, you could look at both sides of the argument.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying to me? Yes.
She's done more good over here in 5 years than these levels have sitting now stopping an Irish project from going ahead. Do you know what I mean? She got out into the community, even though she's not officially here yet through paperwork. But she won an award for an amazing woman, Christina Buckley, who exposed and done great work. So. These other crowd up the road sitting down outside the gate, oh, you're not getting into work here, we want houses for Irish and Irish only.
I want to clarify, they said they want 50% of the housing allocated to Irish.
They're entitled to nothing because they have nothing to do with the project.
Now, don't get me wrong, 50% could be allocated to Irish if you look at the priority list, but that's not what they want. They want, that's a demand, you know.
There you go, we'll tell you who's getting the houses. But what I'm saying to you is, If Fingal County Council and the local councillors and the charity can pull together, and then you have a third party or a fourth party blocking the whole, they're going to feck it up for everybody else.
Well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Seamus as well. Seamus, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Seamus?
How you doing, Noah?
You support them, Seamus?
If you just let me make my point now.
Okay.
I do agree with their sentiment, right? The way they're going about it, unfortunately, they're trying to operate within a world that's marginalised. There's propaganda within the media to block this out. As you said earlier on, this topic was blocked out of the whole political agenda during the election campaign.
Yeah, the immigration topic.
Yeah, and it's number one.
It was censored. It would be fair to say the topic was censored by NGOs.
You can bet that that's actually true. And I'll tell you another thing just to support that sentiment that I'm talking about that I do agree with. Okay, it's how people are going about it. It doesn't look like it's the greatest way to go about it, but unfortunately that's the way they're left going about it because the media are against them. Okay, I just want to remind you that Michael Collins is a West Cork independent, isn't he? Who was running during the elections as well. He himself was on the Matt Cooper show with Ivan Yates, another ex-politician, on the payroll, and they had the panel on bringing up some of the political issues prior to the campaign. About 6 weeks ago, roughly, Michael Collins was slated by a number of Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and Labour TDs on the panel, all looking in the other direction when he made the comment that or he was trying to defend this comment, basically making stating that Irish people should be made a priority and homeless Irish people should be made a priority when it comes to housing and the homelessness situation over the 70 million that the state is wasting on direct provision centres. It serves no purpose whatsoever. This is an ideology and an agreement that's undercut, but it's part of Fine Gael's sellout of Irish people. The net effect is that you'll have these, I don't know how you refer to them as right wing or left wing, whatever wing they are, you have these groups that will form, that will go against the regime and block these things. It's because the whole system is defunct. You can't overload your system.
I get that, and I'm not going to disagree with a lot of what you're saying. But is that, you know, is it the wrong way to go about it, to turn around and name your group Irish First?
Well, the only way you can go about it realistically is we saw in the election campaign, you know, look at the shift in votes. You know, maybe Sinn Féin and other parties, I'm not saying they're the answer to all the problems.
Well, they're certainly.
But maybe these other parties need to get more finance.
Well, I mean, if people were that concerned about it, well, Seamus, can I ask you a question, honestly? And I would have been one of the first to, I put up a poll during the elections asking, you know, what the policies people were concerned about. And immigration did come up high up there in that poll, right? Now, in saying that, people voted for Sinn Féin. Sinn Féin don't have immigration high on their priority list. If anything at all, I'm not going to say Sinn Féin are in favour of open borders, but they don't seem to have a policy in relation to it. So
no, they don't. No, I'm certainly not saying that they're.
So if people voted, or 25% of the people voted for Sinn Féin, and the rest voted for, you know, majority voted for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, who are basically more of the same, well, then people don't seem to have an issue. Why didn't everybody vote for other independents who may have brought up immigration, for example, the National Party, the Irish Freedom Party, all these other ones?
I'll tell you why they voted for them. They voted for them because they have a good leader who's actually, who stands up as a person who looks like a good leader, Mary Lee McDonald. She comes across well in an interview. She delivers her point, which seems to resonate with the general
public. No. I'm not saying she's not, but what I'm saying to you is, if people had a big issue with immigration, and had a big problem, you know, with the amount of immigration into Ireland, why didn't they vote for the parties that were promoting that agenda, i.e. the National Party? Well, I mean, they got practically nothing.
I'll tell you why. Because when they were knocking on the doorsteps, they would have listened to the issue and they'd discussed the issue with the general punters at the doorstep. They were ready to pass on their vote. But did they bring it up when they were brought before the media as North Korean TV, RTE, or any of the other Irish stations like Virgin? They didn't, because it was blocked from the media as an issue or a topic. So they may have said at the door to every Tom, Dick and Harry, oh, yes, I'll bring the issue up. I understand where you're coming from, blah, 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 blah. But when they go up before the leaders' debate, was it ever brought up? No.
Okay, well, getting back to the protest. So, getting back to the protest, you've heard Morris. He basically believes the protest is racist.
I don't agree. I think on the face of it, it looks racist, but it's not racist. Michael Collins was an independent who turned around and he had to defend himself.
No, I get what you're saying. I know, I'm not disagreeing with you. I get what you're saying.
It's not racist. No, it's not. I don't agree with that.
Morris, you know, I mean, Seamus believes that, okay, it's just out of frustration that people are doing this.
Yeah, but I'm not saying it's racist. I'm saying, like, the way it's being portrayed by the people who are up there protesting, it's coming across as if they don't want anybody other than Irish people living up there for half of it. But we don't know who's on the list to get in there. The charity obviously have a list. If they're putting young, old and elderly people in there, that's a good spread of a community, you know? And regardless of your colour of your skin or what you do, you know, Niall, your show is not renowned for exposing migrant spongers coming in here for a better life rather than saying this, that and the other. You know, so what I'd say to you is, if we can get this project going and then sit down and around the table and discuss, but the more they delay us, the more it's not going to be done, and they'll pull out. The builder will pull out because you lose too much money.
Okay, I think the procedure, if they pull out, is that the county council would have to continue the building, which could take a lot longer, but I mean, it would be completed eventually.
Where's the money going to come from
that is the point, Seamus. It is going to cost more money, and the delay is now costing money too, Seamus.
That's one project and one delay and one set of buildings. But the point that I'm making is that this is a general sentiment that will come out through various groups and various sectors of society, over time, and definitely within the next number of years, more so than ever, if policies aren't delivered as promised at the door, because it was one of the main issues that I've seen a lot of.
But if you know Johnny Nigerian or Johnny Indian or Johnny Pakistani or Johnny American who's living here for the last 10 years and maybe working within the community is looking for a house on the housing list because he's on a low income or whatever it happens to be. Well, who says he's not as entitled to a house as Mary from Tala or Mary from Mulhuddard or, you know, who's lived here all her life? I mean, they're still living here.
I completely understand that. I get that. And that's not the problem. The problem is the general influx and outflux of what's going on in this country. Basically, these open doors to let...
Those who are due for deportation, who never get deported from this bloody country, by the way, but those who are due for deportation won't be on the housing list. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand that. But, like, you know, if you put all your eggs in one basket there, right, and there's a X number of them crack and you keep flowing in more from another field or whatever it may be, nonstop, it's just an overflow situation.
And I get that. And I think we need to have that debate. Absolutely.
It's a macroeconomic
I mentioned today the protest in Cork the other day of people who are due for deportation and they had the placard saying, you know, abolish deportation. She can't. That'll be a stupid. What sort of country would abolish deportation? She can't.
That's illegal.
That. Of course. I mean, essentially, people who don't go home when they get deportation orders are illegal immigrants in the country and they should be deported. That's the way countries operate. And I don't agree with those protests and I don't agree with the NGOs. But those are not people who are on housing lists because they don't
get
a house.
No.
People in asylum direct provision don't get a house.
These are funded organizations, funded by the government.
So the only foreigners, if you want to use the word foreigner, the only foreigners that are on the housing list are people who have been given permission or remain to stay or whatever is leave to remain, or else they have been given status. They're the only ones on the housing list. So what do you do? Do you discriminate against them?
No, you don't discriminate against them. What you do is you tighten up your immigration laws in your country. So you give, you know, there's a demographic...
But that's not going to sort out the problem for these people on a protest.
It's never going to be sorted overnight, but you sort it over a period of time, Niall. You know, I mean, think about it. If you were to head off to Switzerland tomorrow and take a job or whatever and run through the system, do you think you're going to get in that easily? If you were to go to Saudi Arabia and take up a tax-free job and then decide, you know what, I really want to change what's happened here. I want a Catholic church built. You know, do you think it's going to happen? No, it's not. You adhere to the laws of the country that you're in. Unfortunately, the laws in this country are defunct. Internally and internationally, they are defunct. It's obvious and it's plain to see for everyone. If you look at look at the legislation that's in place. Look at the state of the courts, the so-called justice that's administered. And if you look at the immigration laws in this country, they're non-existent. It's a free-for-all. In you go, out you go.
But there's no out. There seems to be just far away there, yeah.
I'm
not disagreeing with that, and I believe that's a debate that has to happen and should happen without people being called racist. If you have something to add to our country and if you want to contribute to this country, I have no problem. Like any other country in the world, you should be able to apply for a visa, come to Ireland, contribute to the country. We would be lost without the doctors and nurses from the Philippines, etc., who come over here and work. Our health service would collapse if we didn't have them, right? But we have a lot of people working in construction who come from abroad, and we have a lot of people in different industries in this country who come from abroad as well. And I think our economy would collapse without them because, I mean, if we go back to the Celtic Tiger, for example, we were short of employees. We didn't have enough people working. So we needed people to come into the country. But I completely agree with you that we can't have an open door system where you have people coming in who are basically going to be on welfare. That's not what we need because we can't afford that. But okay, let me listen to some of the messages that are coming in, by the way.
How are you, Niall? This open border malarkey is just completely unsustainable. The country has debts of over $209 billion. We're basically throwing the doors open now and letting anyone come to the country, and then they can put themselves on housing lists. Housing lists for social housing doesn't just end at social housing. You also have the right to maintenance of the property. It's completely unaffordable for the country, and it's just a disgraceful, disgusting act that we're allowing this to go on. When Irish people went to Australia, New York, or the USA or anywhere like that, they did not get free housing. It didn't happen. It's just unsustainable and it's going to break the country.
All right, okay. A lot of people texting in different things as well. Somebody says, Clue would have no say in who gets these houses, said Kerval. I'm sure, Derville is it? I'm sure that's spelled wrong. Or maybe then, no, you wouldn't spell your own name. I'm just mispronouncing it. Okay, but of course, yes, but Clue are responsible for building them. The Fingal County Council are the ones that will decide who comes off the list on a priority basis. Loads and loads of texts coming in. Someone says, it's not rocket science. Close the borders. We house people who are here, already Irish and otherwise. It's not fair to anybody. And we will be flooded even more since Brexit. It's not sustainable, says Anthony in Cork. Keep texting. And Michael, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Michael?
What's the crack?
Michael, it's not sustainable, according to Anthony.
It's not. We haven't seen... It's not right now. We're not seeing it right now. But we're going to see it. Some parts of the country are seeing it, and the parts of the country that are not seeing it are calling the people who aren't seeing it racist. They haven't seen it manifested. Like, you see... Like, for example, you got the parts of Dublin, North Dublin, West Dublin, and they're feeling the impact of all this immigration. And then you have people in South Dublin or nice places like Greystones. Leafy suburbs like Greystones, who are straight on the radio or straight in the paper calling people racist. And
well, that's because they're mature housing estates where houses just don't come up for sale and the council don't own them. You're going to see them. Yeah, but you're going to see them in working class areas where houses are being built. Yes. Council housing. Yeah.
Well, this is what I mean. Like, these areas, nice areas, aren't changing, but the working class areas are changing, and the working class areas are like the canary in the coal mine. They're the first to get it, and then as time goes by, and this is what we're seeing in England. I'm not pulling this out of a hat, but this is what's happening. This is why Brexit happened. It spreads then, and then. It's not racist. It's common sense.
You might say it's not racist, right? By the way, that person who texted in, Carol is her name. Sorry, I think I'm pronouncing it right now. It's not racist, but when you call your organisation House the Irish First, I mean, I completely agree with everybody about the debate that has to be had around our stupid open door policy and the fact that we don't deport people who should not be here, that we don't go around looking for illegal immigrants the way we should be, the way they do in the UK, and deporting people who shouldn't be illegally breaking the law of this country by being here. We need to sort all that out. But they're not people who are on the housing list. The foreigners, if you want to use that word, who are on the housing list are people who've been here a long time. People who have already had permission to stay. People who have already maybe been through the asylum process, maybe, and granted asylum or gained citizenship or naturalisation. And they're on the housing list. So what do you want to do? Do you want to discriminate against them and say, well, you can't have it because you're from India, but you can have it because you're from Tala?
I don't know. I think that's deceptive in a way. I really do. I mean...
Well, what's deceptive about what I said?
Because they're not here a long time. First of all,
but does it matter? How long do you have to be here to be?
Sorry, Niall. Just for a second now.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
We opened our borders to European people. Okay. That's what we agreed to, and I didn't even agree to that. We agreed to that. Okay. And we've got people like, if I went to Nigeria, they wouldn't give me a slice of bread, let alone a house. And I don't remember. Nigeria is not in the European Union. Nigeria has an oil industry. Pakistan has a space industry. They put billions and billions into space, and they're coming here, and it's, they're not in the European Union, and they're coming here.
They're coming here. Majority would be economic migrants. Yes,
exactly. I mean,
well, they're coming for a better life. Yeah,
and fair play to them. And you know what? If you're out there and you're from Pakistan, you're working. Okay, that's your business. And if you're here, you're here. You did what you had to do. Whatever. I'm not angry at those people. It's the politicians who are doing this and lying to our faces. They're the problem. They're the real problem. It's these Sinn Féin open borders, okay. Fianna Gael, Fianna Fáil. They're all the same. They all pander to Europe, the IMF, all that. They're Niall. All lying to us.
Yeah, sorry, Seamus.
Sorry, no, I just want to agree. Sorry, I'm cutting across that guy there. I completely agree. You just hit the nail on the head. The problem is with the politicians. It's with the parties and their political issues. How it's being sold to you at the door and how it's being delivered via the media when it comes to, these so-called, high-profile debates that are election deciders. Not once did they bring up immigration as an issue, are the state of immigration laws and the tightening up for the system to take care of the system that's already defunct, maybe fix it.
Show that you're fixing it for the people that are here already. And yes, you can close your door.
Well, the last time I was on the Tonight Show and I brought up immigration, I was called a racist and I was told that I was inciting hatred.
Michael Collins was also called a racist by Fianna Gael, Fianna Fáil and Labour on the Matt Cooper Show with Ivan Yates.
Mind you, this is by the same woman who, by the way, was said that being given Ribena was racist as well. So let's.
It's an evil weapon. It's like a weapon of mass destruction.
Well, wouldn't you say the word racist? It silences people. I think. Okay. All right. Well, stay there for a second. I want to go to another caller. Stay there, please, Michael and Seamus. Let me just go to. Is it Max? Max, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Max?
Not too bad, Niall. Not too bad. But to be honest, I'm absolutely human. Like, these racist lads are just chatting down my ear. And, why are we supposed to pander to the Irish first? We've been pandering to the Irish. The Irish like to sit around, eat potatoes, and go to the pub.
That's a very dim view of Irish people, isn't it?
It's a dim view, Max,
you know, we're trying to have a reasonably intelligent debate here.
I called you. It's my turn to talk, Niall.
It's your turn to talk if you want to speak like an adult, not like an 11-year-old. But go on.
Ah, Jesus. You don't even know how old I am.
Yeah, well, you're speaking like an 11-year-old.
I live in an international squat, and I, in fact, am the only Irish person here. And I happen to be probably the worst person here.
Okay, we'll get to the point about the protest, okay? So the protest is house the Irish first because they feel that Irish people in the area, local Irish people, are not being prioritised for housing.
Well, should they be prioritised for housing?
Sorry?
Should they be prioritised for housing?
That's the question we're asking, Max.
Yeah, I think the Irish people have had their turn now.
They've had their turn.
We've had a good run.
Max, is there something wrong? Were you listening to the start of the show? Are you listening to what I'm saying?
I don't think you get it, Niall.
Max, what do you mean the Irish have had a good run of it? We're living in Ireland, Max, in case you hadn't noticed.
I did notice that. Yeah.
Well, that's why the Irish had a good run at it, because we're living in Ireland. What are you talking about, Max?
Honestly, I think...
What do you think, the French had a good run at it or something? What would I expect you to say? Have you anything constructive? You came on the air and you called Michael and Seamus racist. You said these two racists. And yet you haven't made an ounce of sense since you came on the air. Oh, they're neo-Nazis, right? Okay, fair enough. But you haven't made an ounce of sense since you come on the air. Not, you haven't given one reasonable argument. I'm willing to listen, but you're not giving me an argument. You're talking shite. There you go, I just dumped that. Nobody heard it except you, lads. What a complete and utter clown. I've got to take a break. Stay there, lads. If that's the best argument anybody from the left can come up with, well, we've lost. We've lost. Text 087 or WhatsApp 087-188-0008. Let me just go to John. John, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, John?
I feel like saying Zichoil.
Yeah, after your man. Jeez, what the hell was he on? Okay, go back to this particular story. So these protesters are outside these houses. Now, my concern is that Clwyd pulls out and the council has to take over, I imagine. And the houses end up, on a 2-year list, trying to get them finished or completed.
Well, the protest needs to be called off straight away and the houses need to be built and finished to the standard that they will be finished to, right? Because otherwise this thing will end up now. We all see what happens. It's like the ghost estates and everything during the Celtic Tiger. What will happen here on this site now, it will end up be mired in legalities, right, on both sides, between Clwyd and Dublin County Council or City Council, and it could be bogged down forever, and we could be having this conversation in 5 years' time again, or even longer, right?
But at some point, the argument from the protesters is at some point somebody has to make a stand. Now, I don't agree with... when I say the way they're doing it, I don't agree with their agenda. Yeah. Because house the Irish first doesn't make sense.
Well,
because there are people who are from other countries who could be Irish now, who may be naturalised, etc.
You're a citizen. You're a citizen, right? No, yeah. The thing is that
We're not Irish. We're Europeans.
They need to call off the protest. That's number one. Number two, when the housing is finished, they need to have a committee got together, right? They need to take with them, meet with Dublin City Council, right? And they trash all this thing out and any grievances they have, And it has to be transparent to see that the people are on the list, like, I mean, the Irish people, and anyone that's a natural, that's a citizen now here, has full citizenship, right? That how long they've been here. And as long as nobody jumps over anybody, right?
Because that's what's important. And according to the council, Fingal County Council, in this particular situation, they have a list. And, you know, that list is based on priority. So, in other words, you would be low on the priority, John, as I would, for example, if I was a single man. Mm-hmm. But if you're a woman, say, with three kids, single, you're higher on the list. And that would, so, you know, if you've got a woman, say, who happens to be from India and she has three kids and you have an Irish girl and she's only got one, well, then the Indian lady will go higher on the list because she's got three. So priorities, it's based on how long you're on the list, the priority on the list, you know, and your needs. That's the way that the list has always been.
And how long that you're a citizen of this country, right? Because you can't...
Well, that's never been a part of the priority of how long you've been a citizen.
Yeah, you can't. You're just giving houses to the perception there that people are just falling over planes and off of boats and the back of lollies. And
people who come in often, and we need to dispel some myths here. Anybody who comes in the back of a lorry or anybody who comes in off a boat illegally into this country is not on a housing list because they're illegal.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't be on a housing list.
Well, this is the whole thing, but if you see the perception out there diminishes, I talk about this kind of stuff like it because nobody really knows how many people are here illegally. And you're quite right when you said earlier on that the very people that are supposed to be doing their job, like, which is the Department of Justice, like, I mean, the Gardaí and the officials, I mean, they're not deporting people. Look, if you're not having the right criteria and if you don't qualify, I'm sorry, you go home. It's the same all over the world, right? But what needs to happen now, the workers need to be, they need access to the site, the houses need to be finished, and then you can sit down, as I said, and get your committees, those people that are on that process and whatever, get your committees and have a meeting with the council, with your local TD's presence or your councillors, right, and trash it out. And as long as there's no...
What I don't understand, and what makes this matter worse, is that twice and all day, because we did speak about this for about 20 minutes today, we didn't have much time on it, unfortunately, but we have tried to get these protesters or the representative from these protesters or an organiser or one of these protesters on the air, and they don't seem willing to talk to the media.
Well, they should. But I'll give an example now here before Christmas. Well,
what does that tell you? What does that tell you if they don't seem willing?
Well, I don't know. Surely there's somebody...
In other words, it's hard to justify what they're doing. That's probably what it tells
me. Well, surely, I mean, if they really believed that what they're doing is right, or they're perceived to be right, that they would have no problem giving you a spokesperson tonight.
Well, no, we've reached out to them, and unfortunately, it's not happening.
But you see,
any luck yet, Eileen? And now they still haven't responded to you. No.
But now, just before Christmas, there, like, there was a situation. Now, to be classed as an upmarket area, Montanati and Cork. Now, it's not a huge area, right? But the merchant princes of old, you know, would have lived in all the hills and the houses around there, in very fashionable houses, right? But they are now going to build on a part of them that belongs to the Dominicans, the religious order. They've given a portion to the land and they're going to build council houses there. And already, this is the problem, where the stigma comes in from our one. A Fine Gael councillor, who's not even living in the area, attended a meeting up there, right, a public meeting, and said that he was going to make sure that Fine Gael give a commitment on behalf of Fine Gael that there'd be no council houses built in that area. Now, that's racist to me. Racist against your own people, eh?
Okay, fair enough. Okay, well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Dermot. Dermot, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Dermot?
Good evening, Niall. How are you doing?
Yeah, you don't believe the protest itself. Let's focus on the protest itself, which has been going on now for nearly four weeks. How's the Irish first? Does that sound racist to you?
Well, I'll put it to you this way. It is just another protest, Niall, and everybody's saying if you shut this one down, that protest is over. Then you'll have another protest, and that'll be shut down. No protest against immigration, against immigrants coming into this country is allowed to stand. Simple as. I'm not 100% saying these people are right, but I listened on one of the programs, news programs today. There was a guy out there from one of the radio stations, and he was interviewing one or two of these women and blah, blah, blah. And they didn't sound the greatest citizens I've ever heard. But the next one is they got this guy on, and he is from, they asked him where he's from. He said from Nigeria. How long is he in Ireland? 8 months he's in this country, and he got on ranting and raving that it's out of order, that it should be a case that everybody's entitled to a house and the whole lot. Now this guy, if he's here 8 months, I don't know the full story with him, but quite simply, if he's here 8 months, he can hardly be legal.
Well, unless he came in with on a visa.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. But to start with, what you doing out there anyway?
No, I don't know. I don't know his circumstances.
Yeah.
Did they ask him on the show? Was he an asylum seeker or?
No.
Okay, I'm just asking.
They simply asked him. He's from Nigeria, and he was of the opinion that everybody's entitled and it's outrageous.
Well, everybody. I mean, there's a criteria to getting on the housing list. I mean, firstly, you have to fit the criteria. You have to have below a certain income, either a low income or unemployed, for example. You also have to fit a criteria of need. In other words, you know, if you already have a house, you can't go on the housing list to get another one. And as well as that, you couldn't be an illegal immigrant to be on the housing list.
But look, Niall, it's a fairness and oath in your face that quite simply, aside from housing and health and all this, one of the greatest scourges, the greatest problems in this country is immigration. And I don't want to go down this racist route, you know my take on it. But quite simply, you can talk about housing, you can talk about health, you can demonstrate about everything. But the minute you bring the word immigration into it, you're shut down because you're a fucking racist. And somebody has to stand up and say enough is enough, quite simply. Like, yeah, you're there and you're sitting on the fence. And I know you're playing devil's advocate, but in one sentence you're saying, you know, we have to look after the Irish, and the immigration is a problem and open borders. But then you're also having to go with these people for protesting. So something has to give.
But that's my job, Dermot. That's my job.
I appreciate it is.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I said to you. You're playing devil's advocate. It's your job to challenge
each opinion, yes.
But whether I like these people for what they're doing or don't like them, they're protesting, and it's a legitimate protest. They're not saying we want these houses for.
I would agree with you that everybody has the right to legitimate protest. But yes. when they're, and as John is saying, for example, you know, they're stopping the work being continued, and now it's the case where Clwyd, the charity responsible, are saying we might have to walk away from this. So everybody's going to lose out.
You're correct about what you say, but if they just. If this take down the flag and do all that and off they go and this project is finished. And as he said, the one guy that was on that broadcast today said, now, you were talking about Syria, but Syria is a bad situation, okay. But he has it on good authority out there that there is, all these places are already booked for Syrian families that haven't even arrived in Ireland yet.
Well, the Syrian families that come over, they come under the refugee program, which is different to the asylum seekers. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, I appreciate that. But what about the Irish people?
Yeah, no, I'm not disagreeing with you. And, you know, and it must be terrible if you're on a housing list for 10 years in a particular area, no matter where it happens to be, and suddenly, you know, Syrian families are brought in. Now, I understand they're coming from war-torn countries and what have you, and they're given a house. And I can understand why that creates begrudgery.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that does create tensions, and yes, but the Syrian families are not to blame for that. It's the politicians.
I'm not blaming the Syrian families. And you know what? I wouldn't, if that guy was illegal today, that Nigerian guy, I wouldn't blame him. I blame the fucking authorities that allowed this to go on, and they will not. It was never brought up by one of the campaigns during the election. Nothing about immigration, and it's almost verging on open border because anybody seemingly can just come into this country and get looked after, and the whole lot. It's never brought up. They're talking about health, they're talking about housing, but they're not talking about the influx of immigration, of people coming into the country. If this country was rich and we could afford to take them all in, fantastic. But we're bollocked, and we can't take them all in.
Okay, we'll stay there a second. Let me go to June. June, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, June?
Hi, you know how I feel about things.
Okay.
And I'm sure other people do. What is the name of the group again?
The name of the group is How's the Irish First.
Well, the answer for whether they're racist or not is in
the title of the group.
The title of the group and the fact that they've stopped the building. I mean, that doesn't make any sense to me at all. And also, they're not willing to have a representative who will speak for them.
Well, if they have, we can't manage to get them. That's all I can say. And we have
reached
out to them.
I haven't heard them on anything else either, any other station.
Mm. Well, I've tried. We have. Helena has tried. We've sent them messages, and they haven't responded to any of them. So.
Yeah, well, and the other thing I wanted to point out.
I'd love to talk to them. You know, I'd love to get their view on it.
Yeah, I'd like to hear what they say about it. But I don't think you're going to get very far because it'll be exactly like what it says on the tin.
Mm.
And the other thing I wanted to add was that people act, sometimes people, they exaggerate, but they also make it sound like it's so easy to get on the housing list. And I can assure you, because I am on a housing list, that it is not easy. And you have to have numerous forms of identification.
Yeah, you have to fit a criteria, yeah.
Yeah, and there's a lot. And you have to get something from the revenue, and you have to produce birth certificates and all this other kind of stuff.
With all due respect, June, that is if you're an Irish citizen. If you come in from, it's difficult with the Syrian situation. These people will get off the plane. They come from a rough background, but they get off the plane to get in Dublin Airport and they go straight to these houses, and in they go. They don't need birth certs. They don't need revenue. They don't need anything. It's the people that are born.
They're not giving asylum seekers houses
they're refugees. But the simple point of the matter I'm making is...
Well, that's that, again, you know, that when you look at it, and people need to distinguish between the asylum process and the refugee program. Yes. The refugee program was for people from Syria. We did it back in the 70s with the Vietnamese, the boat people, if you remember. And
we did it during the Bosnian War.
We did, indeed.
The Balkan War.
Absolutely. So, and that's only a few hundred people, Dermot. It, you know, it's not thousands and thousands of people. So the asylum process is different.
We have thousands and thousands of people in fucking direct provision.
Oh, that's the asylum process, yes.
Okay, but they're coming in. They're coming in and they're coming in.
Yeah, okay, but those who are on the asylum process are currently waiting asylum. There's nearly 6,000 in this country. They're not on the housing list.
Okay, but I simply would like to know, at what stage are you told that you cannot? In other words, why are they shutting down every single protest against... That comes up.
Well, I don't agree with shutting down protests. I don't agree with silencing protests. You can call them what you want, but I don't agree with silencing people either. I believe a debate has to be had.
Who is shutting them down? I haven't seen the Gardaí rush in and shut it down.
Well, June, in fairness, before the election and the run up to the election campaign, NGOs in this country, which are funded by the taxpayers of this country, by the way, which are people like you, me, and Dermot, were basically telling political parties not to discuss immigration at the doorstep or on television.
That's right.
And that's why immigration was never discussed, you know, for a month leading up to the election.
Well, I don't agree with that.
No, and it should be discussed.
Because it should be open. But the problem is that some people in society have become hysterical about the whole thing.
I would agree.
Yeah. And it's hysterical
about what?
I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying that.
No. You're saying some
people. I think the point that she's making is that there was the Irish Freedom Party, there was the National Party, there was a couple of parties there who did bring up the topic of immigration. But the problem is, Dermot, why they didn't get very many votes is because, sadly, within those parties, there are individuals, and I'm not going to start naming names, who go too far.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's all well and good talking about let's control borders, you know, allow people in. Of course, diversity is a good thing, but we need to keep people out who have nothing to add to the country, you know, or who are going to end up, you know, basically a drain on the system. And these are fair comments, right? But when you start referring to the colour of somebody's skin, or would you look at the state of these all fighting, and just because they happen to be black, you know, we start making a big deal of it, then you start going too far.
Yeah. But if you have 10,000, approximately 8,000 to 10,000 people that are, okay, we won't use, in other words, they don't have a home, so they're living in B&Bs, they're living in hotels, they're living in hostels, whatever, then we should become hysterical.
But you got to put all that into perspective, right? We do have a little bit less now at the moment, actually, than 10,000 people on the homeless list, right?
Yeah.
Now, they're not the same 10,000 that were there 2 years ago. There are different 10,000 because the people 2 years ago have already been housed. The list is stagnant at about 10,000. So every week a couple of hundred will leave that list or that are in hotels and accommodation, and another couple of hundred will add to it because the population is growing.
So in other words, if me and you are on the airways in 5 years' time, there will probably still be around 10,000.
Well, I maybe not in 10. Well, it depends on how good the government are, the next government are. But I would say in 5 years, yes, there'll be still 10,000. Because I can tell you now, I don't care how good Sinn Féin are. If they couldn't sort out the homeless problem, there's actually over 20,000 families homeless in Northern Ireland on the temporary accommodation housing list, or the homeless list, should I say. So if Sinn Féin couldn't sort it out in Northern Ireland, they're hardly going to sort it out here.
I agree. I totally agree. But quite simply, I let it go with this. My point is, whether these people are doing it the right way or the wrong way, they feel seriously pissed off up in Mulholland.
Okay, I understand they feel disenfranchised. Okay, well, stay there, Gemma, please. Let me go to James as well.
Oh,
sorry,
boy.
James, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, James?
Hey, how's it going? Oh, man, I have a lot to say to you there, Niall. The first thing I'd like to say to you is I've been homeless for 4 years.
Okay.
I've been in Cedar House. I've been in Maple House. I've been in plenty of hostels around the city.
Yep.
So it certainly isn't true. You're given different priority. So, like, if a person has a child, they'll be given a much higher priority.
Of course,
than
absolutely.
Single
yeah.
male, which is absolutely perfect. The thing I wanted to get onto, but just back to the protest there. The How's the Irish First, like, this is a delusional idea that we can cut back and close borders after going to the EU, like, less than a few years ago, going for a bailout. I mean, we don't have the workforce within Ireland to start rebuilding Ireland and providing some.
Well, Michael did say earlier on that's
Mike gentrified.
Yeah, but Michael did say earlier on that's fine. You know, European people do come to Ireland, but I think the reference was in reference to non-EU citizens. We never gave permission for that.
How about like non-European nurses in the country?
Oh, well, absolutely. And I said to Michael earlier on, the health service would collapse. But hang on. Nobody, and I don't think anybody, objects or has a problem with non-EU citizens coming into this country and working and contributing and coming into the direct channels, which would be to get a visa, as you would if you were going to America or Australia or anywhere else. That's fine. I think the problem that people have is that it's turned into a bit of a free-for-all.
I wouldn't agree with that at all, no. Like, our population is what, like 4.5 million
it's
people?
It's 5 million now.
But 5 million people. Mm-hmm. It's hardly a free for all at all. If you look at population in England, we're probably as an island smaller than Manchester.
But in saying that, our population has increased quite a lot in the last 20 years, and we're now gone from probably 0.01% of non-EU citizens, or should I say non-Irish citizens living in this country, to now 14%. So in a very short space of time, which is very difficult for people who are Irish. You know, ignorance is a huge part of that as well, mind you. But it's very difficult for people who aren't just to accept that very quickly. Now, I have no problem, and I don't think anybody has an issue with people, doctors, nurses, people who come in here to work and come to this country to work. Nobody's an issue with that. But they do have an issue with, for example, we've 6,000 asylum seekers, most of whom are not actually coming from war-torn countries. Their lives are not in danger. They're economic migrants.
Yeah, and if we could change the policies of oppressive governments abroad and give them a better standard of life.
But why is that our responsibility?
But the reality of...
But hang on. No, let's come back to what you just said. Why is it our responsibility to sort out the problems in India, Africa, Pakistan? Why is it or whatever it happens, Iran, Iraq? Why is it our problem to sort out their problems?
It's not our problem, but we have to accept the reality of the world we live in. And the reality of the world
and I agree with you.
Oppressed countries and people are
and I agree
to
with
Europe
you. But
for refuge.
But in saying that, we are a small island country. We have a small economy. We can that economy, you know, is always at breaking point, to be honest with you. We can only withstand a certain amount. Our population can grow slowly. And we could do that because it's been suggested by economists before that we could handle a population of 10 million in this country. And we did before famine, by the way, but that was a very different time.
Yeah.
But we could handle 10 million people. But we need to do it slowly. And the problem is we're not doing it slowly because we can clearly see we've a housing problem. And the reason we've a housing problem is because the population, and you know the laws of supply and demand as much as I do, there isn't enough houses for the amount of people being born and coming into the country.
Well, there's more vacant properties than there are homeless people in Ireland. Like, no, that goes down to not wanting to throw like people, like a single person into a 3-bedroom house and stuff like that and keeping houses on reserve to build forward. But we're in a refugee crisis in Europe. We joined Europe for the freedom of travel of people, the freedom of travel of trade, and to be honest, to deregulate and make that easier. Now we're in a situation where there are tens of thousands of people in Europe who are seeking asylum. We're also facing a Europe where we're the only English-speaking country in Europe for students to come across through the EU and learn English. And to accept this reality, like, we're just going to have to build. And I don't like.
But do you agree with open borders?
The protests that families should be housed in the same areas that they grow up in, and families and communities should be kept together. But this idea that, like, we're just going to go in and throw this everything we signed up for out and go all pirate on them, it's nonsense. Like,
okay, but James, do you support open borders?
I'm supportive of taking in immigration and building houses and taking the country.
That's not really answering my question. Do you believe that we should have any immigration policy at all?
I believe opening borders would benefit Ireland far more than it would hurt Ireland.
Okay, so you believe in open borders. So you believe it should be just anybody who wants to come here can come here and live here. Who do you think, honestly, with the greatest respect, you sound like an intelligent man, James.
And when we went to Europe and our neighbours bailed us out.
I'm asking you a question. So you believe, I'm talking about the world, I'm not talking about just Europe. You believe that anybody from around the world should be able to come into Ireland and work if they want to. So there's no point in having an immigration policy.
I believe that in every country in the world. I believe everyone.
And how long do you think the economies of the world would last? Because we all know where mass migration comes from. And where it's coming from mainly at the moment, where populations are expanding mostly, where people are having a higher family or a higher amount of children in their families due to cultural differences. So we know where the majority of mass immigration is coming from. And do you believe the world can, or that Europe can sustain that? Do you honestly believe Europe can sustain that?
No, if you even like looked into the history of Ireland. And like even back, like the whole story of the two of the Donnan and everything else, that's the story of people coming to this island and staying here and settling here and bringing cultures to Ireland.
This whole idea that
we were Irish and we were here first and this is Ireland.
But you can say that about every country, by the way.
There's Normans, there's English people.
Yeah, but hang on, with the greatest respect, you can say that about every country. Every country has its indigenous. And the Irish indigenous are here a long time.
Like, honestly, on a human level, everybody has the same core values. Everybody wants to provide a good life for their family and wants to for their children initially to do better than themselves, I guess.
Okay, well, we'll stay there. Let me go to Joe as well. Joe, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Joe?
Hi, Niall. How are you doing?
You've heard what James says. Well, James would be in favour of open borders. He doesn't see a problem with it and he believes economically we could sustain it. I don't know whether culturally we could sustain it, but he believes economically we could anyway.
Hang on,
James. Sorry, go ahead, Joe.
I just think we're getting swamped here. But back to them people that are protesting, I think it's secrecy from the government that's making people afraid in this country. You know, they don't give out any information on you know, where the country is going or how many immigrants are going to take into the country and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's fair that in the country that's making people do this. But I also think I heard them saying today that they wanted 50-50 housing.
They did. There. They want 50% of housing given to Irish girls, young Irish girls in the area, local girls, and then the rest divvied out by the council on a basis of priority.
I mean, personally, I don't think that's racist. If you use the word Irish now, racist comes after all the time to shut you up. That's what I feel is happening in this country. And I feel that the government is shutting us all up rather than talking to us and letting us know. You know.
Well, I don't think Irishness is important to James. Because as far as James is concerned, it's a global village of some description. Because if you're to allow open borders in every country, is what James is saying, well, then there's no point in having nationalities anymore.
Well, no, I wouldn't agree with that, like, you know.
James, because that's really what you're saying. If every country in the world had open borders, which is not going to happen ever, James, by the way, but if every country in the world had open borders, well, there'd be just no point in having nationality anymore or culture.
No, we have no fear of losing the Irish language, the GAA, Irish culture, anything. Nothing is under threat. We've preserved it. It's growing, everything. It, like, we're not under threat from foreign cultures coming over.
I don't
over.
Really
it's
think
nonsense.
You can say that, Joe.
I don't think
you can say that with any conviction, really, because you don't know what's going to happen in 20 years' time in this country.
I have no doubt that in 20 years' time, Dublin will still be winning the South.
No, I've no doubt about that myself.
I don't know. Some people in the country would disagree with generations of that now. But, James, it's all well and good you saying that, and in the cold light of day, that sounds nice and it's humane and it's all those things. But in saying that, I mentioned again to you, we know where mass immigration comes from, and that small countries like Ireland couldn't sustain open borders. We're trying our best, by the way, because that seems to be what happens at the moment. What about criminals? Have you thought about that? What about people who have criminal records in other countries who may not have a security system like ours, or a Garda Síochána force or a police force which would be as good as ours, or a criminal justice system as good as ours? There are countries around the world where criminals roam free, essentially.
Yes, now can I just...
So shall we just let them wander in and out of countries around the world? James, you're not thinking this through, James.
I'm telling you right now.
You're not, James. And even our own guards here, we had five or six guys come into this country on a boat. And they were put into DP centres and they were gone that night. And the guards, nobody knew where they were in this country.
And then where do people... I mean, if we can all move around freely, James, where do we pay tax? James, to take the permutations of your idea.
Do you honestly think that, like, foreign nationals are responsible for criminality in, let's say, West Dublin?
No, I didn't say that.
All these other places. Okay, where does criminality come from? It comes from poverty.
Not necessarily always poverty, but anyway, it also comes up through families as well. It's generational. But in saying that, James, the point is...
Probably generational poverty, no. Maybe we got them some help.
Well, you also get... there's a lot of criminals in this country who are not poverty-stricken. Let's be clear about that. Okay? Yeah. And we have seen some of the high-profile criminals in this country. Most of them are not suffering from poverty. They're driving around in Lamborghinis, for feck's sake. Now, James, getting back to your original the point you're trying to make, all right? Listen to me, James,
honestly,
for a second.
Honestly, come on, give the name.
Are you telling me drug dealers are skint? Hold on, James. The biggest crimes we have in this country at the moment is drugs. Are you telling me they're all broke?
They're
not. Okay, so let me go back to the original point I was trying to make to you, James, right? So your wonderful idea, and I'm not going to knock it immediately, but I want to question it, right? This open borders policy that every country in the world should have open borders, right? So we can all move around freely around the world. Very utopian idea, by the way. Have you thought of the logistics of your idea?
Honestly, you're talking about like foreigners and crime, and like the Irish will...
No, you're focusing on one thing I'm talking about. Let's focus on everything else. I asked you a question. Now, you sound like an intelligent chap. You might have thought this through. Have you thought it through at all, James? Or is it just a pie-in-the-sky idea that you come out with? Open borders for every country in the world, so everybody can just move around and live where they want, right? Whenever they want. So where do they pay tax? What about the social welfare system?
Well, the same as if you're working in Ireland, you're paying tax in Ireland.
Right, so, and then they'll move to, say, London the following year, so that then they have to pay tax in London or in England. Is that the way it works?
No, we get a huge, huge amount of tax from foreign nationals working in this country. Not everyone's going to look for these loopholes to run around. Not everyone's getting these RTE salaries, you know.
Yeah, and the highest rates of unemployment in this country are what?
I have no idea what the rates are.
Yeah, but have you checked it out before you come up with the idea?
A job surplus.
The highest rates of unemployment in this country, aside from members of the travelling community, which have a very high rate of unemployment, which is 85% or in and around that, the highest rates of unemployment are non-EU citizens. You did know that, didn't you? A large percentage are unemployed.
No, I didn't, but I imagine we're taking... Maybe
you should look into these things, because if we have free movement of people, can we claim social welfare wherever we go? Because Ireland has a very generous social welfare system like Germany, so will the majority who don't want to work all just move to Ireland and Germany? James, you're deluded.
What? Deluded?
You are deluded, James. Your idea, as nice as it sounds, it's delusional.
No, you trapped me into that question.
I didn't trap you into the question. You didn't have to turn around and say, I believe that every country in the world should have open borders. I didn't inveigle you into saying that.
So
are you going back on that now? Are you backtracking now?
I hesitated to answer the question because I was like, this guy is failing me. So obviously
are you backtracking, James? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not backtracking. Well,
you either believe it or you don't believe it. Come on, stand by your own convictions, man, for God's sake.
I believe in open borders, but I don't believe that is as a reason that you can just keep going back and being like, you're deluded for believing
But
this.
You are deluded.
Because we have benefited from migration massively.
Joe, let me go back to Joe. Joe.
Also, migration has benefited from us.
Legitimate migration we have benefited from, Joe, because as I mentioned earlier on to Michael, our health system would fall apart if it wasn't for Filipino nurses, etc., etc., and many migrants coming into this country. So, and our construction industry, particularly during the Celtic Tiger, now again, is benefiting greatly, mainly from Europeans, actually, people from places like Poland, etc., etc. So we have benefited, Joe, in some kind of sense. I don't agree with his open borders. Would you not agree, Joe? Joe's gone all silent now too.
You're bankrupt. You're going to lead him in conversation to an answer.
Right, okay. So, okay, read out some of the texts. James, you're giving everyone a good laugh here tonight.
Yeah, I hope so, mate. Oh, yeah. You're giving me a good laugh, man, with your racist shite.
Oh, so now I'm racist, am I?
I know, but you are, though. Like,
oh, I am, am I?
People into this.
Now, see, now, James, you're going to piss me off, right? What part? Okay, what? Give me a quote, something that I said tonight that was racist.
You lead people.
I know, just answer the question. Quote, no. Answer the question, James. Quote something before I get really angry and just turn you off now for being an idiot now and calling me a racist. Quote something I said that was racist.
No, I don't need to quote you. I've been in conversation with you for 30 years.
Well, then quote something I said was racist. You don't just throw out the word racist when you feel you have nothing better to say. Because now you're pissing me off.
Delusional.
No, you're the one who's delusional to come up with a stupid idea of having no borders in any country. That's a ridiculously ludicrous, uneconomical idea.
Here, now, did you ever see the normal?
Now, and then because you're not winning the debate or you feel you're going nowhere, Asher, fuck, I just called the host of the show a racist.
Did you? Yeah, that's beautiful. What, that's beautiful architecture coming over from French.
Yeah, I just call the host of the show a racist because that'll get me out of it now. Without even quoting anything, I'll call him a racist.
Talking to you. Okay, but I still believe that you lead people in conversation.
Okay, well, give me one thing that I've said tonight that was racist. I'm asking you for an example. You found it within you to call me a racist. So you must have had good reason for it. Tell me what I said that was racist.
When you started quoting stats to me, you're like, don't you know that travellers and foreign nationals...
That's not the way I worded it. That's not the way I worded it. That's
okay, it's not.
No, I asked you a question. I said, do you know the rates of unemployment in this country? And I asked you a question.
You do know.
And I gave you statistics. That. So statistics are now racist, are they? Okay, very good. James, I've had enough of you.
No.
Look, all right. Statistics are now racist. All right. Everyone does not share the same core values. The British Pakistani community have serious problems. The Islam's cousins, marriage, grooming, gangs, etc. That comes in from Dara. I get the gist of what you're saying. Well done, Niall. Fair play for bringing up this topic on the airwaves. Niall, you're a legend. I'm a super fan. Thanks, Siobhan, in the Midwest. James is deluded. London stand Paris. Dublin city centre is not Irish. Saudi Arabia does not take in any fellow Muslim refugees. That comes in from Siobhan in the Midwest. Another person says, Niall, with all due respect, what has it got to do with June? Plastic Paddy, says Anthony in Cork. But she's here a long time, for God's sake. Another person says, what do you think would happen to the Ireland's bailouts if we closed immigration from Europe and throughout the EU regulation? We're not talking about EU citizens. I think people were referring earlier on to non-EU citizens or people who wouldn't be here. Let me see. Thanks, Kevin Limerick. I did, didn't I? He is a clown. And not him. Not James, the other guy you're talking about, Kevin Limerick. And somebody else says, Niall, as usual, once somebody's losing an argument, it's usual just to call them a racist. It gets you out of a hole. All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. Niall, you seem to get very angry there, and rightly so. I can't believe that man called you a racist. Well, yeah, that's what happens. See, when people just don't win an argument, they just throw out a bit of name-calling. Sure, that'll do fine.
I would surely hope that the How's Irish First group would focus on the people who are in emergency accommodation opposed to people who would be maybe economic migrants or others. Although the name does sound a bit racist, I do think it might just be hijacked by these far-right extremist parties, as Niall mentioned. But I would surely hope that the idea behind the group and the protest would be focusing on getting people who are on emergency accommodation out of emergency accommodation.
Okay, there's one opinion. Let me get another one.
No, I'll be honest. If you are a foreigner and you're coming into the country and you actually work and do the right ways and through the right channels, by all means, yes. If you do need that assistance of a social housing, I guess, yeah, that might be a valid reason to get it. But at the end of the day, I do feel that if you have left your own country to come here on a visa, legally, and you can't really make it, then maybe you shouldn't have made that decision from the start. but that's just my opinion. What I would say, though, is I do think it is a bit of a scenario where you are exactly right, that some people are coming in and taking full advantage of the benefits that Ireland do sort of offer, whereas I believe that that is the wrong way to go about it. But there are lots of people. I actually know of someone who is currently doing that.
All right, keep texting. Somebody says, now that's the closest I've ever heard you using bad language. Well, I got close to it there, didn't I? I stopped myself mid-word. That poor man James would drive you to... He would drive you to swearing.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.